So, Danny, we've finished with January. We're into February now, and we're moving rapidly towards Valentine's Day. Any Valentine's Day memories that you want to share with our audience?
Oh my goodness. So I taught elementary school. And so on Valentine's Day, it was like such a score because my students would bring me chocolate and
Oh.
roses and furry little stuffed animals. Like it was just the best day. And I would always send a picture of my desk with all of the goodies on it to my husband to be like, okay, so here's what my kids gave me.
And then Zach would respond with a picture of a blank desk and show what all the high school kids gave
I
him.
know, poor guy. But luckily, I'm a really good sharer. So he'd
Well,
get some chocolate too. But
sharing is caring. There's no doubt about
indeed. Did in high school, did they bring you all the treats too?
No, high school teachers, their desks are very empty. But I will tell you that one time a student brought me a balloon, not realizing the panic and horror that was going to be on my face when it came into the room.
That would have been a great day in Mr. Cavilli's class.
I'm telling you right now, if you think that we make bad bell jokes, you just think if I heard a balloon pop, like this would be the worst.
All right, Jared, we are in the most important 45 days of the year. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Tax season?
Oh God, no, but close.
March Madness.
Is that 45 days?
Give or
Hard to
take.
finish, maybe.
Yeah.
We've yet to see what it'll look like this year. But it's the Utah legislative session,
Oh, I mark it
or
on my calendar every year.
indeed. So what bills are you following this year? That's what I thought. So we have someone on our show today to help us be more engaged with the legislative session. Today we have on with us Jeff Van Holten from USBE. Jeff graduated from the University of Utah Law School in 2013 and continued working for small law firms and in the private sector doing appeals before joining the public sector with the Governor's Office of Economic Development, where he drafted and negotiated the contracts for all tax credits and grants issued from the office, as well as facilitating legislative planning, coordinating, and tracking. In 2018, Jeff joined the Utah State Board of Education as the policy advisor and now serves as the Director of Public Affairs, where he acts as the liaison between the agency, staff, and the 15 elected board members. He also drafts and coordinates administrative rules for the office and spends the bulk of his time on the Hill during the legislative session, assisting the board in promoting its legislative priorities. In his spare time, which I don't think he has any during this chunk of
Didn't
time,
sound like it.
right? You can find him binge watching on Netflix or Hulu, outside hiking, or reading something nerdy or moody. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me today. It's very, very good to be here.
Well, Jeff, I got to know a lot about you by hearing that bio, but we didn't get to find out a whole lot about your personal life. So we've got a few questions from Utah students that they would like to ask you to get to the real issues of
Get to the real Jeff,
get to the real Jeff.
Oh dear.
Are you ready for question number one?
I am. Bring it my way.
If you only had $1, what would you spend it on?
Oh, gummy bears. Hands down. I would spend as many gummy bears as a dollar can buy me. I love gummy bears so much.
Is there a particular color that you're fond of?
So this is a very important question. If there were no yellow gummy bears or orange gummy bears, I would be fine. I want the green, I want the clear, and the red. So give me
The
Christmas
white
colors and I'm
ones.
good.
Yeah, the clear ones, those are my favorite. Fun sidetrack. When I was learning how to play the flute, my flute teacher would have me put gummy bears behind my back teeth to like keep your jaw open the right amount. I don't know, but that's what I think of when I think of gummy bears, is the flute.
I did not realize gummy bears were a flautist friend, but
Yes,
that
they're
very
very
good to
helpful.
know. Yeah.
So, Danny, I have to tell you, when I think of gummy bears, I think of the product review for the sugar-free
Oh.
Haribo gummy bears.
If you don't know what Jared's talking about, you're going to want to Google like sugar-free gummy bear Amazon review.
Yes, this is worth your time.
It is.
But we won't take that time right now. Jeff, let's move on to question number two.
Okay.
What is the best Slurpee flavor?
Okay, well, this has been actually a very big debate in my household for many years because I'm a tiger's blood guy, so I'm the one who likes to get a little bit of every single flavor in my cup.
Wow.
I also don't believe in layering. You get every flavor in the cup, and then you got to mix it. Otherwise, you're just, like, taking time going to the layers. You got to mix all the flavors together.
This sounds like a recipe for disaster. I don't like this at all.
Yeah, Danny, how do you feel about a suicide over there at the Slurpee Shack?
No, that sounds terrible. Oh, they have flavors for a reason, Jeff.
Yes, all the flavors.
All of them.
Side note, potato chips, Canadian all dressed, is also the best flavor. So you know. Perfect.
That even got Fernando nodding, yeah.
It's every flavor on one chip.
The only thing I know about Canadian potato chips is ketchup potato.
Yeah.
All dressed is the only way to go.
All right. Mm. I'm going to have to like get on Amazon or something.
All right. Let's move into our third and final question.
Would you like to use crayons, markers, or pencils?
Ooh, that's a really hard one. I will say this, I would default between colored pencils and crayons. I am not a marker person.
You don't like to be that committed to something?
No. Mm-mm. Well, I'm committed not to markers. As a child, I was not, surprisingly, I was not a stain the lines kind of a kid. Mm. Markers always ended up on the whitest of clothing whenever I would wear them. So my mother actually was very upset anytime I had markers. I've always defaulted to the things that can't ruin my clothes.
As a mom, I can agree with your mom on that one.
So I have to tell you, this doesn't change when you're adult, because Tara, my wife, will often ask me why I'm about to start a painting project wearing like whatever I had on that day.
That's dangerous. It's like knowing you're going to go for a big Italian meal and you're like, where's my whitest shirt? And I'm like, to the meal.
It's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, you did a great job answering our kid questions. And I feel like students across the state of Utah now know you a little better.
Hopefully they're not disappointed.
And anyone who's watched the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off through the credits also knows that you, like Ed Rooney, do not want gummy bears from someone's pocket.
Never. No. No, no. What a great reference.
That was very random. Danny, is that a movie you've seen or no?
I've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Thank you very much.
Had to check.
All right, Jeff. Well, session. We want to know, what do you do? And why do you know so much about the legislative process?
Yeah, I do many things, but as related to the legislative session and why I know. So back in 2013, as you mentioned, I started working at the Governor's Office of Economic Development. And one of my jobs for them was to track the legislative session and to also go on the Hill and promote the Governor's Office of Economic Development's priorities. A similar-ish position opened up at the State Board, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to expand my personal knowledge on the different elements of government. And so I moved over there doing the same thing. So I advise the board on policy. So I read the bills, I tell them what they say. And we then kind of go through what is the likely impact of this bill. And then do you as a board want to take a position on the bill? Mm. I have to track all of those things. On top of, we also track as an agency, all of the fiscal requests. So there's a lot of bills, but you can't do everything unless you have money to do it with. At least one would think. I mean, mm-hmm. Those random bills that don't get any funding, but they pass them anyway. And you're like, great, how am I going to do this? But so we kind of go through all of those things. The State Board of Education meets, they have a public meeting every week on Thursdays at noon typically on the Hill, not this year. It's virtual this year, and the public's allowed to attend. and myself and Deputy Superintendent Angie Stallings, we go through a whole list with the board and describe each bill and talk about money, and they decide how they feel about it. So that's kind of why I know what I know about the session, because it is by virtue of necessity. If I don't know it, I don't have a job. So I've had to learn. There's lots of rules. It's definitely a complicated game of Stratego, if you will. You know, you want to learn how the rules are written, how they're played, and how the legislators use them, so you can help move your own priorities forward in the same game.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that I think there's a lot of, I'm not going to say that there's a lot of mystery to what goes on the Hill, but I think there's a lot of people who don't follow it as closely as we probably should. What would you say is one thing that all educators or even just citizens should know about what happens during the legislative session?
Ooh, there are many things, but I think if I would walk away with one takeaway is Utah's version of Schoolhouse Rock. And hopefully I'm channeling some nostalgia here, but the bill on the Hill and how does it become a law? And that's the federal process.
Right.
But if I were to walk away with one thing, it's the five steps, which is committee floor, governor. And if you know that's the path of a bill, it goes to either the House or the Senate committee first. And if it passes, it goes to that body's full floor. If it passes, it goes to the opposite body's committee, opposite body floor, and then the governor has to sign it. So I always tell people, if you can figure out a chant or a rhythm for a committee floor, governor, then you know the legislative process in Utah.
So Jeff, maybe just a follow-up question, because you know, you're mentioning how in education, there's certain groups that are always kind of paying attention to what legislation is going on the Hill. But education typically isn't considered a group that has a real strong lobbying presence up there. Maybe tell us a little bit about how educators can get involved to help set the agenda of some of those things that are happening in especially in the education committees.
There are a number of ways that educators can get involved. First and easiest step for anyone, educator or not, is start tracking the session yourself. And that feels intimidating, but it is super easy. If you go to the legislative website, which is le.utah.gov, in case anyone misses it, super easy. They have probably the easiest, most user-friendly website of any legislature in the nation. And if you think I'm lying, I will challenge you to go to Arizona's legislative website. And if you can tell me what in the world is going on in Arizona, I will give you the dollar for gummy bears. I will.
I would say that's pretty general, though, about most things with Arizona, just so you know.
True. But Utah's legislative website is super easy to follow. There's a big search bar in the center of the website. You can type in any word in quotations and it'll pull up any bill.
Wow.
Law that has that thing in it. So if there's something you really care about and you want to know more about, it's a really easy website to start navigating. I won't spend the whole time talking about how to navigate it, but honestly, especially this year, that is going to be your ticket in. The other ways that teachers can get involved is through the associations that represent education on the Hill. There's several lobbying groups. So obviously UEA is probably the one that educators are familiar with. So they do have a very strong presence on the Hill, and you can reach out to them. They do a weekly or a daily newsletter that they send out to their members, or you can opt into. You also have the State Superintendents Association, USSA. You have the State School Board Association, USBA. They have a strong presence as well. And you can reach out to them. They are tracking the session. They have trackers on their website. And then of course you can always come to the state board's website. We have a banner on our homepage. It's Legislative Session 2021. You can click on that. And we have a tracker of all the bills we think are important to education. So if you don't want to spend the time sifting through all the bills to find all the education ones, we've done that for you.
Oh, that's great.
All right. We are chatting with Jeff Van Holten from the state office, and we're talking about the legislative session, and we'll be right back after this break.
So Danny, they have these things now on your phone. They're called apps.
What?
I'm not sure if you're aware of them.
I've seen a few.
They're kind of
got an app or two.
They're kind of a big deal.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like people like use them to buy things and to like learn things.
Ah, okay.
And did you know that we have a special exciting announcement for all the listeners out there?
We do. I didn't, obviously. I'm clueless.
Because people have seen us on the web and on TV for years, but now UEN is available in the palm of your hand, not on a Palm Pilot, on these things called smartphones.
And where would we find that, Jared?
Well, I've heard that you can download the UEN app from the Apple Store or from Google Play, and you can get all of your UEN essentials.
But is it on my BlackBerry?
Well, Danny, 2009's calling and they want to get your BlackBerry back. But I'm sure if there's still one out there in the BlackBerry store, you could find maybe an app somehow.
Okay.
But
all
in
right.
case you're wondering what kind of great content you can get on this app, you can get our podcast on demand.
Boom.
Like, what could be better than that?
Nothing. Since you're already listening to our podcast, we know that you want it in the app.
You could probably also watch locally produced segments about educators and different folks from around the state of Utah.
Well, you've got me hooked. How much is it?
You won't believe this, but you can actually download the UEN app for free today, right now.
I'm on it. I'm doing it right now. All right, we're back. We're talking with Jeff, our own legislative expert. So we've been talking about kind of the bodies that tend to like lobby for educators. What other ways can educators get their voices heard? Do you think it even matters to legislators? Like if I email my representative, do you think that they take that into account?
Yes, and their voice definitely does matter. I will say a caveat, email is probably a last resort, but we can cover that in a moment and I'll say why.
Okay.
But the short answer really is they get millions of emails a day, so they won't see your email until, you know, March 6th when it doesn't matter. So I rely on email. But yes, the voice does matter. The legislators are very, very in tune with their constituents, or at least they want to be, and they can only be in tune as much as they hear the music, if you will. So we need those voices to be heard. You can reach out through the lobbying groups like we talked about before, but if you don't want them to represent you or you don't agree with the position that they're taking on a particular piece of legislation and you still want to make your voice heard to your legislators, step one, who are your legislators? Who have you elected? And reach out to them first. They have phone numbers. They have their home addresses. Don't stalk them, please, but they have all of that on their website. So you can definitely reach out to them multiple ways. Number one way to get a hold of a legislator directly is Twitter. They all tweet like crazy and they respond to their tweets and their interns have access to their Twitter account. So I would highly recommend finding your legislators and those that you care about. Follow them. You'll want to know what they're saying and then use that to have your voice heard.
Another great reason for teachers to get on Twitter. We keep trying to get them there.
Between Utah EdChat and the legislative session, there's no reason they shouldn't be there. That's how I feel about it. There is also, of course, the traditional way of public comment on a bill. So as we talked about the five steps, committee floor, governor, committee and committee. So you got two committee hearings, one in the House, one in the Senate. Those are the only chances the public really has to actually have their voice heard and listened to regarding how they feel. So the way that you typically would do that is you would go on the Hill, you'd be tracking, you know, a bill. We could bring up a bill that's been controversial, Senate Bill 107, which has been the bill that many have discussed as aimed at Salt Lake City School District for offering online only and really kind of forcing the hand to offer in-person options. Mm. There are parents and teachers that feel very strongly on both sides of that issue. And if you wanted to make a comment either way, you would typically go on the Hill the day that the bill is scheduled to be heard. And that is always during business hours, probably teaching and, you know, doing your daily life. And now you need to pause it, grab a sub for 10 minutes and run up the Hill and testify. That doesn't typically work, but that's usually been the only way. But now that COVID has happened and the session is almost exclusively virtual for the first week. The second week of the session, they have finally opened the campus to the public with restrictions. but they have now allowed for public comment to be submitted beforehand. So if you go into the committee, if you know which committee it is, and if education's your jam, which it should be, always follow the House Education Committee and the Senate Education Committee. They will typically have the education bills, not required that they have them. And randomly, sometimes education bills might get assigned to a different committee for political reasons. But if you really want to pay attention, look at those two committees. And there's an option on the website when you go into the committee that you can leave a public comment for an upcoming agenda. Typically, the agendas are not available before 24 hours that the meeting's actually going to start. So you may not know when your bill is being heard until the day before. So you do have to kind of track your bills, but you can submit written public comment, or they are providing Zoom links now. So if it's your prep period or you have the ability to step away really fast and go off into the teacher's lounge, you can quickly hop on your phone and they have Zoom links to the meeting, which is the first time ever. So teachers around the state have new access to these committees they've never had before. And you can quickly jump on, make your comment, and jump off. As long as you know how to raise your hand in a Zoom chat, that's all you need to know.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, what a great opportunity for teachers this year. I mean, I was saying kind of during the break a little bit that I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but I hear this often from teachers, is that they kind of feel like sometimes people are making decisions for them and they don't have a chance to say what they need to say. And the struggle, I think, for a lot of teachers is that legislators, they're really their only education experience is either their own or that of their children. And so people kind of feel like that makes them an expert. Well, I've gone through that. I know how that works. And the average teacher would tell you that just your own personal experience in education doesn't give you the background you need to be able to pass legislation about education, right? So it's great that teachers are getting more of a voice this year.
Absolutely. It's an opportunity they really should take. And it's when the legislative session, or excuse me, the legislature is looking at expanding beyond COVID, because again, as we talked in the break, we were talking about how access to these committees have been impossible for people in Utah. And now you can live down in Monticello and you don't have to drive 5.5-6 hours to make a 2-minute comment on the Hill in Salt Lake City. You can do it from home. So this is a really exciting opportunity moving forward.
I think that's really cool. And I think it's also, it's cool because it's kind of in line with what education is doing as well. I've heard Superintendent Dixon say, like, we're not going back to how it was before. Like, we're going to have to reimagine what this whole education thing looks like. So I think it's kind of cool that the legislature is doing the same thing. Like, hey, we can provide more access if we do this a little bit differently.
Absolutely. And we're one of the only states trying to figure it out, oddly enough. So there's some states that have said, we're not going to have a legislative session. We're just going to hold status quo from the last time we met. Oh. And we'll reconvene once this pandemic's over, which blows my mind. But so we're a really cool state that's really, because of all of you actually at UEN, there's a lot of infrastructure out there that makes this possible that other states don't have an opportunity to do.
It's our pioneer heritage. It's what we do in Utah.
Well, and I would say one other thing that's really cool. Like, one of the things that I know in education, we're trying to be more open and more transparent with what's going on in our buildings. So I think that this models that as well for our legislators to do the same thing. Like, there's nothing that gets the public more upset than when something happens after midnight, right? They kind of use that phrase that, oh, this happened late at night one night where this just kind of got pushed through a committee fairly quickly and nobody got to really see it until the next day. The tools that we have now make that so people can see it regardless of what day or time that's happening now.
Absolutely.
You know, we've talked a lot about how teachers can get involved in the legislative session, but Jeff, maybe we're also kind of curious, what are your thoughts about ways that teachers can be advocates beyond getting involved legislatively? Like, what are some ways that teachers or schools can advocate for their students and for, you know, families?
I think there are a lot of things that teachers can do to get involved outside of just the legislative session. I mean, I might be biased and my world definitely revolves around the Hill. So I might be like, well, that's where you must get the ultimate involvement. Mm-hmm. I would have to say, even if you feel that's the ultimate involvement, I would be taking a guess here, but I would say 80 to 85% of what you see generated up on the Hill in policy decisions came from local involvement in other issues and organizations. So I would say definitely if there are issues or things you feel strongly about as a teacher, what are the solutions in your community that exist for those issues and how can you get involved in them? For example, are there ways you can volunteer with your local mental health authority? Are you concerned about how your school resource officer is in the building? And do you want to maybe find ways you can volunteer with the police department and help them understand the education lens of what they do? And there's so many opportunities with your community partners that you should be looking at and considering. Because the one thing that I have learned as I jumped from economic development to education is everything's about education.
Yeah.
Everything. And everything touches education. So there's plenty of things you can do to really influence the solutions you would love to see at a local level. And oftentimes that is where the inspiration comes for legislators to write a bill and say, hey, this really worked out in Mill Creek City and a teacher got involved and we found this solution. And so I want to scale it out statewide. That happens all the time. So, I mean, never underestimate the influence of your small example and the little things that you're doing day to day. People who make big decisions are watching and they're looking for that inspiration.
I love that. And I think a lot of the times getting involved locally, you kind of build those relationships that not only do you help to influence what they're thinking, the other side, but also you kind of see where they're coming from. And so I love that idea of like getting involved really locally.
You know, it's an interesting thing, Jeff. Maybe a year ago, we had the investigative journalists on Beyond the Books, mm-hmm. KUTV on the show. And they were talking about how sometimes education isn't seen as a glamorous news beat because it's not like, you know, violent crime or different things where there are clear, there are clearly like scandalous things that happen, right?
Yeah, education. Give the people what they want. We want serial killers.
But the comment that was made that was really interesting by Chris Jones was that when you really pause and you think about what has the biggest impact in our state, if you look at our state budget, it's by far education. More of our resources and money is put towards education than any other element of our public dollar, right? And so he said that's what kind of changed the way he viewed education when he started thinking about how much of our state's resources are put towards it. And most of that happens during this 45 days.
It does. And he is spot on. And I completely, I mean, we're talking about over $5 billion, billion with a B, that we spend in the state of Utah on education. And we are one of the number one states in how much of our state budget goes to education. A lot of people do focus on we are the 51st state or 50th state with per pupil spending. And that is correct and that's true. And that is an issue that we are continuing to look at actually. We're in the midst of a funding study, the largest one that we have conducted since 1990, so it's been 31 years. Mm. We're looking at revamping over the next couple of sessions how we fund education in a very exciting way, but definitely a dramatic way. It's gonna be a very different look. But as we have heard recently from politicians, your priority, if you wanna show me your priority, show me your budget. Utah definitely puts most of its money toward education. One of the things, obviously, if we want to spend more per pupil is we're going to have to talk about taxes. And I think that's where Utah is in this weird flex. We put most of our state budget toward education, but we're a very low tax state. So that doesn't mean we still have a lot of money going per pupil. So that's always the thrust and parry that we try and go back and forth with and trying to balance. But I completely agree. The amount of money and resources we put toward education it's clear that it is Utah's number one priority.
Well, Danny's willing to go buy Powerball tickets to help fund the cause. You know, if anybody ever, I know, what's the town in Idaho, Danny, that we all run up to so that we can fund Idaho's education?
I have no idea. I've never bought a lot of tickets. But if we want to bring in some sports gambling here. Oh. Like, I feel like the Sloan family could definitely help with that.
You could fund a classroom?
I think Zachary could, yes.
Well, Well, Jeff, as we kind of get towards wrapping up today's discussion, maybe you could put a few specific items from this year's legislative session on teachers' radar. What should teachers be looking for to come out of the 2021 session?
Oh, I feel like that could be its own podcast. There's so many things to talk about. education is still probably one of the number one bill generating topics. So most bills end up being an education bill. If you're a betting person, if we bring in gambling, I would always put my money on education. I would have to say there's a few things. It depends again on what your biggest issues are. This year, I will say we're not going to see a ton of larger policy changes in so much as we're going to continue this funding conversation, which definitely will impact teachers' lives down the road. But I would say immediate COVID response, and we're trying to stay away from the word learning loss, but the deterred learning that's happened because of COVID, and how are we going to combat that short-term problem before it creates long-term impacts. So you're going to see a large fiscal ask coming from the state board for $260 million. It's going to go toward a host of things, but one of the things that's being tossed around is this idea of extending the school year for this particular year, and really looking into this idea of maybe we make up some of this loss by making up some of the time that was lost. Well, I think there's just a lot of concern around that. Ogden School District used this as a model last year and saw phenomenal results. And so we're looking at how we can scale it out for this temporary fix. Not without controversy, of course, because that does extend into contract issues with how long you're teaching. And a large part of what the funding would go toward is funding the salaries so that we can continue moving on. And there's also questions around, you know, do we need every teacher? The way it looks, I definitely can't speak to yet, but that's a big thing I think teachers right. probably want to know is being discussed, looking at extending the school year. And I would say the big other thing that's coming down is ed tech. It's always the big topic, but it's a bigger topic now that we have gone into different modalities of teaching. The state online education program is definitely getting multiple second looks from legislators as they look at, well, there's some students who actually really thrive online, and there's some students who definitely should not be online at all. So ed tech and how it will be part of the reimagined future is going to be a big one as well that you'll see a lot coming down this session.
Well, Jeff, you are just a wealth of legislative information, sir.
Happy to be here. I'm glad that I was able to geek out with people who wanted to for once.
Is it normally like pulling teeth to talk, get people to talk about what you want to talk about?
It is. If I don't, you know, put in a heavy dose of levity, it.
Well, Jeff, we appreciate your time today. And we are glad that you've been a guest on UEN Homeroom. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me. Happy to come back anytime.
So, Danny, do you want to give the lazy teacher tech tip for today?
Ugh, do we have to do a tech tip today?
Well, this is kind of a podcast about technology, it might be useful.
I just don't have anything today. I'm tired. My brain cells are not firing. I don't want to. Do you want to?
Jared, I just don't have a tech tip for today.
Well, you certainly embody the lazy teacher tech tip mantra, which is if you don't have it, you know, you don't have it today.
It's true. You make someone else do it. So, Jeff, do you have a tech tip for us?
I do. I have multiple, so I'll try and be very fast. But if you're on Twitter, which is a number one way, first, find out who your personal legislators are, your House rep and your senator. Follow them on Twitter. They all have a Twitter account. Second, follow the hashtag Utah Poll, UTPOL. That will give you all things Utah politics, outside of education and inside of education. Definitely follow them. The third I would follow, actually, is the Utah's, UEA and the Utah State Superintendents Association. If you find them on Twitter, they are constantly tweeting out the latest and greatest in terms of education policy and how they feel about it. The last piece of EdTip, I would actually leave Twitter behind if you don't have Twitter, and I would go to the legislative website, le.utah.gov. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a little login icon, and what you want to do is create an account. If you create an account and you can start navigating and surfing that website, you will be able to track the session like nobody's business.
That's awesome. What a great tip. Well, multiple tips to stay engaged during the legislative session. Thanks, Jeff.
Anytime.
Well, Danny, I have to tell you, like, for years I've been interested in the legislative session, but I'm not going to lie and say that it's been a little bit of a mystery to me. So today's episode really helped me to understand how I can get more involved.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I've kind of had the opposite experience in the last couple of years. I've been having to track bills for assignments for school. And so this year, I don't have anyone bossing me to look at bills. So I feel like I've been like left in the dark. So I will be glad to be logging back into le.utah.gov to kind of poke around and see what's happening this year.
Yeah, we want you to turn back on your flashlight to peek at those dark corners of the legislative session so you know
what's going on. Yeah, and teachers, you should be giving some, you know, input on some extended hours for your students. You know,
there's no doubt. Like if there's some legislation that's going to dramatically impact your summer plans,
right?
And hopefully and the teachers will all pay attention to what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does it look like? Is it mandatory for everyone, all teachers, all students, or is it targeted and it's an opt-in program? And that's the kind of feedback that teachers can give that I think legislators would be really happy to know what their opinions are on that.
Yeah, there's definitely, sometimes there's a feeling that we're kind of combatants, like we're on the opposite sides of this, but we can help craft some of that by being colleagues, by being, you know, collaborators on some of this.
Absolutely. So Jeff was awesome. He is just the wizard of the Utah legislature to me. And I was really lucky to spend some time during my internship at USBE with him on the Hill. And so now that it's all on Zoom, I'm going to have to like log into some of these committees.
Yep. Lots of great information. And we hope you got a lot out of today's episode as well.
Indeed. Thank you for listening.